Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What a tremendous series that was.
Dude, what a wild series, man. I really did. I felt horrible for Donnie. I said to you, maybe an hour or so ago.
Yeah.
Said, did you see the video of Mattingly in the dugout? And I didn't even notice it right away. I saw it, the next morning where Mattingly, I think he was the last one literally in Toronto's dugout, just staring at the field because it's assumed that he's going to retire. He's got young kids and, you know, second marriage and, you know, get on with life and basically 36 years in the game. And Bo Bichette just came up and gave him a massive bear hug, and you couldn't really tell what was said, but it was such a hug of respect. And so I really felt badly for Mattingly, but it was an incredible series. And I saw your tweet, rather not get there than lose that way.
Yes, I would 1,000%. I could not take a loss like that. Think about it. It's not just a pound for pound, like Yankees got to the World Series and lose like that. No. You're talking about an organization, a franchise that hadn't been to the World Series since 1993. Okay? And if you go with the Mets, they haven't won a World Series since 86, which is almost 40 years now, going on 40-year anniversary of that. If you were to take me, a Met fan, and put me in that spot, the Mets get back to the World Series, which they've been, like we said, plenty of times before, 2000 to 2015, whatever, even last year, the NLCS. But think about it. Get to the World Series. Have the World Series come back to your home, needing to win one of two. Have a lead in the ninth inning with your closer on the mound, and you lose like that, not to mention all the other things.
Yeah.
Getting doubled off, the ball stuck in the wall.
Like, oh, my God, that was huge. That was nuts.
I meant what I posted on social media.
Yeah.
I would rather not even get there than come that close that I could taste it only to have it snatched from me.
Yeah, I guess I get a part of that. I don't know. My default for that question, that comes up a lot. Like, hey, would you rather lose in excruciating fashion or not get there at all?
Right.
Especially for baseball, where think about the journey that the Toronto, now the culmination is soul crushing, understood. But they were given a month of memories and, you know, going to the bars and going to the games and just waking up every, hey, we got a big game tonight. So, I mean, does the loss usurp those amazing feelings, or is it the other way around? I don't know. It's individually driven. But what do you think would have been more painful? Giving up a pinch hit home run, right, with your closer, or having somebody thrown out at the plate by 2 inches because he did not get a good secondary lead?
Yeah.
What's worse?
I get it, dude. Both excruciating. I get the argument about the moments that were provided. Yeah, okay. But you could say that then what? The Mets haven't had any great moments over the last 40 years? Of course they have. Like, there have been many seasons that have been a lot of fun and going on the postseason runs. Ultimately, you're chasing the championship. All those Toronto Blue Jays fans, that were the Yankees lose and taking bows and exciting and all this, all that. Dude, you haven't won a World Series since 1993. Like, that still pertains true. All that joy that you had led to the ultimate pain, the ultimate defeat. You had it. You were right there. You had the big bad Dodgers dead, and you gave it away. Like, that, I'm telling you, as a fan, from a fan perspective, as somebody who experienced it with the Super Bowl, with the Falcons Super Bowl, it honestly did knock a big part of my fandom out. Like, I really don't even care about the Falcons anymore. And it progressively declined rapidly from that Super Bowl loss on. When you work your life as a fan and invest everything as a fan, it's different for the Yankees because they've won so much. So that, you can't relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine the, here's the equivalent that maybe you could relate to. Imagine the Jets getting to a Super Bowl, whenever that may be, 3 years, 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, whatever. They finally get to another Super Bowl, the first one in your lifetime. And they have a lead. Fourth quarter, the Jets are up the way maybe the Broncos were up or whatever. Or the Bengals, I was going to say, not Broncos. The Bengals were up or the Giants were up over the Broncos. Like, they have a lead, a big lead. You're tasting it. It's over. Jet fans, you're about to win the Super Bowl. This is it. And yet, somehow, some way, either you cough it up, the other team snatches it from you, whatever may happen, and you lose. Are you going to sit here the next day and be like, well, I enjoyed the run?
Come on, man. You know I'm not. But again, I'm the wrong person to ask because I've never seen the Super Bowl, so I can. And I mean this, like, I guess I mean it now. I don't know. This team's got me so twisted. I don't even know what I mean anymore with them. But, like, I think if I got to the Super Bowl and lost in the fashion that you're describing, yeah. I mean, I'd probably be inconsolable, but I think eventually I would find a way to regenerate. At least that I could say, well, at least I got to a Super Bowl. The next step would be winning.
Right, that's why
it's almost the easy way out to answer that, I know.
Well, I'm telling you.
I don't know. I don't know the answer. I get it. It's torment either way. But
I'm telling you, I am somebody who has experienced it, rooting for a losing franchise in the Falcons, a team that I saw get to the Super Bowl in 98 and lose. Different type of loss, okay, whatever. And then from there was, well, they got to get back to another one, got to get back to another one.
Mm-hmm.
And years of futility, then playoff struggles, whatever. Then they get back to one. And I'm investing all this time, investing my emotion in it, my energy time, my passion, all that stuff, going to games. And then they get there, and they have the game won, 28-3, late third quarter. I felt like I was going to be a Super Bowl champion. And then it goes away. And there's no way that after you invest all that and you get to that point where you had it, there's no way to regenerate. So for Toronto, and yes, they won more recently, like the Falcons never won a Super Bowl, but when you haven't won since 93.
That's two generations right, of fans who've never seen anything.
Exactly right.
So two, there are a lot not of one, there's two.
Correct. So there are a lot of fans that haven't experienced that before. They somehow beat the Yankees in the postseason series. They dominate the regular season. This was their year. They get there to the World Series. They have to win one game at home. By the way, we could say the same thing about the Knicks in 93-94.
Yeah.
And now it was the opposite because you went there and had to win one of two. But imagine them coming home needing to win just one of two and blowing it the way that the Blue Jays
did. That's interesting that you bring the Knicks in because I was going to do the same thing. Think about the pain of that, you know, Starks missing shots or Patrick's finger roll in the 90, whatever it might be. All those moments that if you're old enough to have seen the Knicks just get there but not win it, you know what I'm talking about, versus all the years of, you know, 17 or 18 wins. Like, that's why to me it's not as easy, and it's a very personal question. Like, I enjoy the night-to-night relevance because this is also the easy way out. Like, if you tell me, like, all right, well, the Jets get to the Super Bowl whenever they get there and they lose in the most maddening fashion, doink one, or the guy catches it in the back of the end zone with one toenail hitting it by and we lose, or a crazy penalty. At least I think, maybe not at that moment, but I think very quickly I would be like, all right, well, if you're in the Super Bowl, at least have a good team. So at least next year they should, in theory, be competitive. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm tricking myself.
No,
I'm being honest. I don't know if that would be my reaction. I don't know.
For the teams that have that long of an absence, generally, you don't get to go back. Think about the Red Sox. In 86, they were on the verge of ending the curse. It was over. How long did it take for them to get back and finally break through? Dude, it took another lifetime. It took another how many years?
But that doesn't mean they didn't find a way. More than
2004,
that.
A little
less than 20. So it doesn't mean that. Yes, but they didn't like check out. They were inconsolable into, you know, late 86 and then early 87. And then obviously the other heartbreak that would transpire after that before they eventually won. But I don't know. I just think as a fan, I don't know. I'm trying to talk around it because I really don't know what I would do.
It's pain. You know what?
Maybe I just have to take your word for it because as a Yankee fan, it is a little different for me with all those wins back in the day.
Well, the equivalent would have been the 2001 World Series, but not winning three straight before that or whatever, you know.
Well, for sure. Yeah. For sure. And that hurt because of 9/11. That was a different level of hurt for me. Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. If that was my 96.
Yeah.
Like if the I know though, then, because I know how I was in 96. I know. Because again, I remember the 81 World Series.
Yep.
I didn't watch 70. I said it a million. I didn't watch 77 and 78.
And that wasn't even that long of an absence. Like it's much longer for the Blue Jays or for the Mets. To be on the Knicks or the Jazz.
Oh, yeah, every other team. I think probably at this point the one that would hurt the most would be St. John's, which starts tonight, year three, Patino. I'm looking forward to seeing Macon doing the game. Like when I just never thought that they'd be back in this place. I just didn't. And we'll see where the year goes. I know they're going to be really, really good. But like I can't imagine sitting in the Final Four or in the Elite Eight, and St. John's is up by 7 points with 13 seconds to go, and, you know, me and Mink are already, you know, effusively describing the Final Four without actually saying it. You know, Mink will have the final call, and then boom, three-pointer, boom, foul, four-point play. What, St. John's lost? Season's over? What? Like, that would be, I think, at this point in my life, the deepest level, even more than the Jets, as crazy as that sounds.
When you
it's more personal.
Think of it this way. When you get to that point, all the talk and the free agents and the trades and the performance and the pitching and the decisions and the offense and this and that, all that throughout the course of years, many, 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 many years. And then even down to dwindles down to this year after all of the years prior for Toronto from their perspective. This year, win the division, go through the postseason. They get to the point against the big, bad, mighty Dodgers to where all they have to do is win one of two games at home, and then in one of those two games, the final game, you have a lead at night.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
It's all that talk, all the energy, all the stuff that goes into it, it's all down to this right here.
Yeah.
All you need are three freaking outs, and you're champions, and nothing else can ever change that result. And then you don't get it. I, as a 46-year-old, as a 26-year-old, regenerate. As a 46-year-old, there's no way I could handle that. Like, if that happened to the Mets next year, Soto and the conversations, the back and forth, and, you know, not making the playoffs this year to get back to that point to where if you tell me right now, Sal, I'll give you the Mets have a one-run lead in the ninth inning of the World Series, Game 7 next year, but they're going to lose. I'd run the other way so fast, I'd want no part.
But would you trade that for a 73-win season? See, that's the rub to me. The insignificance and the complete mental detachment versus being all-in and getting crushed.
Well, what's the,
and for me, it's more appealing to have 5 or 6 months to cheer, to believe, because otherwise, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
All these conversations about us screaming for Shane and Dable and Isaiah Thomas back in the day and Stump Merrill back in the late 80s and George at his looniest and the Wilpons not spending enough money. Like, if we actually get seasons that are 90-plus wins or a top seed in the AFC or whatever it might be, you know, the Rangers winning a division and making a run for the Cup or the President's Cup. Yeah, I know the Rangers didn't win the Cup that year, but, I mean, for 6 months, that was a pretty amazing run. So I don't think it's a very easy answer. I respect every answer, but I got to throw one more thing in here real quick, Bob, aside from the fan stuff. Like, what I take away, too, from the World Series, particularly some of the nuances of the way the game went as the night went on, we can sit here and talk about launch angle, right, and home runs and this and that. Think about the way the season was ultimately defined. Now, I know what IKF said, and IKF was told by his third base coach, don't wander too far off third base because if there's a line drive, you know, you've got to be equal distance from the bag, from the third baseman, blah, 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 get back in time. We don't want to double up. All right, no kidding, right? We get that. To be on third base, and I actually stopped it 10 times, like there's no way I just saw what I thought I saw. And as the bat is hitting the ball, IKF is a half a foot off of third base. And to me, like, that's what I wouldn't be able to reconcile. When the moment you show up in middle, whether it's Dunedin in Toronto, Tampa for the Yankees, Port St. Lucie for the Mets, hitting ground balls to the pitchers and the first baseman covering first and cutoff drills, the most basic, getting the bunts down, the most basic component of baseball, get a lead, get a secondary lead, go on contact on the ground. To not do that, that's something I couldn't forget. For a guy who made the majors by being a buttoned-up, high IQ player, that is unfathomably unacceptable to be a half a foot off the base in that situation and get thrown out by 2 inches.
BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Back to the Giants calls we go. Kevin is calling from Merrillville, Indiana. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, guys? Appreciate you having me on. I'm a huge fan, diehard Giants fan. Man, I've been waiting a long time to call in for you guys.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it, Kevin. Let it rip,
man. You got us. Let's go.
So I think you're both correct. BT, Dart, and the rest of this talent is going to attract some serious candidates if the GM spot and head coach spot open up.
Mm-hmm.
Sal, you're serious and correct when you say New York is not a place where anybody could just come in. You got to have experience. You can't be a first-timer. You got to be a serious GM who's been there before, knows what it's like past December, right, playoff football, and a head coach who's all about that as well. What comes to mind is John Dorsey and Mike McCarthy, right? They were together in Green Bay. They was with Aaron Rodgers. Dorsey did his stint with Green Bay, Kansas City, and then the Browns. And I think he's with the Lions right now, some sort of executive. But I think McCarthy would be well because he got to work with Alex Smith, Aaron Rodgers, and Dak Prescott. And when Dak Prescott broke his leg on that hip drop tackle, I think, with Logan Ryan a couple years back, the Cowboys still won that game because good coaching. And we've lacked that since Coughlin. So as a frustrated Giants fan, I just want to see some change. But when we talk about cleaning house, we can't just go with GM and coaching. It has to be those front-level executives. And unfortunately, I'm not trying to take a dirty shot at family. I respect family. I understand loyalty. But the family members in those front office executive positions, they got to be laterally moved. We got to bring in fresh blood off the circuit of how they hire these people and get the wheels turning. We got a quarterback. Granted, it is his rookie year, but look at what he's doing with what he has. It's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah, so, I mean, and thank you for the call, Kevin. Good stuff, and we appreciate the support listening to us and taking the time to give us a call here. Yeah, I mean, Jackson Dart has been impressive here. There's a lot. Look, I mean, it is going to be appealing. It's New York. It's the Giants. All those different things. I know the recent history has not been very good, but it would be appealing. I think there are different ways you could go. Do you go ultra experience in Bill Belichick or Mike McCarthy to his point? And a part of me would be fine with that, but also a part of me is like, I don't know. I don't love Mike McCarthy as a head coach. Now, do I think he's better than Brian Daboll?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Do I want Mike McCarthy running my football team now? I like the idea. Here's the appeal in my mind, BT, for a Mike McCarthy type. The floor gets raised, okay? But is it as high as the ceiling could be with, say, a Brian Flores, who could be a maybe balance of a more modern NFL-type guy with the right offensive coordinator,
mm-hmm.
a no-nonsense guy? Now, I know that there are some other issues there, but I would have to see all options. Lane Kiffin, same thing. Like, I'm not just definitively saying it's got to be experience and it has to be somebody that, like Mike McCarthy, who won a Super Bowl, or Belichick, who's won Super Bowls before.
I would say this. I would say the head coach raises the floor. I would say that the quarterback elevates the ceiling.
Okay.
So I think that the Mike McCarthy, and there's also something to be said for maybe we make too much out of this because there's been examples where it doesn't matter. McCarthy doesn't seem like a New York guy. He just doesn't feel that way to me. Doesn't mean that it couldn't work out. I'm not saying that it couldn't. I think if you bring in somebody, even if it's like a Gruden or whomever, yes, the floor automatically gets raised. But I think the way the ceiling goes, you know, championship mm-hmm. high, is if you've got a head coach who raises the floor, and then the quarterback, when they mesh, it's a kind of a superpower, which I think is a possibility based on Dart.
Okay, also, New York is, like it or not, just a different animal. And because I start to think in my head, like, did anybody, like, how would we react here if Shane Steichen was hired to be the head coach of the Giants or the Jets? We'd be like, Shane Steichen, like, who the hell is this guy? Another coordinator, first-time guy.
Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, he may be a great coach, may not, but, like, look what, I'm just throwing out a name. Like, look what he's done in Indianapolis. So it's not like you can't hire a first-time head coach and not have success. Like, you can hire an inexperienced head coach and have success. That is my point. But can you do that in New York? That's where I have an issue. I'm not so sure that that's the case. It hasn't happened repeatedly with the Jets. Hasn't happened with the Giants. And even they tried the retread with Shermer. But just to your point about McCarthy, not a New York guy. I feel like you need here in this town, especially with where both franchises have been for so long, I do feel like you need a known commodity in some way, shape, or form so you don't have to keep questioning whether this head coach can cut it or not.
You need it now.
Right.
You need it now. To your point, you need somebody who can step up there and absorb the heat and feel the pressure and understand what's about to be asked before it's already asked and, you know, disarm them, whether it's, you know, in an aggressive way or just more of a congenial way, whatever the personality might be. But that's really, that's what it comes down to. Like, let's say the Jet season flames out and they go 1-16. You're going to have to, at that point, it's like you got to hire an offensive coach. Like, you have to, preferably somebody who's done it. And from the, just because their offense has been wretched for so long. And if the Giants, you know, move on, and we seemingly all believe that they should and that they will and that they have to do the same thing is the height of stupidity. Like, you got to try something bold here. And to me, bold, and I would even throw this on the table. We've got months to get into this. I would even look into trading for somebody. Because when you look at, because you have the quarterback, the first round draft picks are less important. Now, there's an absence of overall talent, so I'm not looking to give everything away. Otherwise, the Giants will never get good. But, like, the Jets can't really do that because they don't have a quarterback. The Giants do, all right?
Any way you could get McVay out of Los Angeles?
God, that would be amazing.
I mean, even I would say, I know you're down on him.
Amazing.
I would take John Hart. Well, I only say that because there have been rumors about, like, him moving on or retiring forever.
Yeah, that was more last year, though. I think it's been quiet this year.
And now they're one of the best teams in the NFL again. Certainly in the NFC.
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh would be a guy.
You like him more than me. I loved him a couple of years ago.
But at least I know what I'm getting. Mike Tomlin, if he ever were be able to shake free and become available. Those type guys, I would take them every day of the week if I could get my hands on them if I'm the Giants. Or Jets, for that matter.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I really don't.
And we just don't know how many of them are going to be available.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Don't drive impaired, of course, the drive of the game. The first drive of the game, and then it was all downhill from there. But that first drive of the game, BT, watching that, I'm thinking to myself, I feel good about my pick, about my bet. Giants going to win this game and maybe give us a little bit of a season here in the second half, the final eight games. But obviously all downhill from, what was it, the Niners score like 17 straight after that? Something ridiculous where that was it. Outside of the scripted first drive, which they have been good at, which is a good thing,
yeah.
Not a bad thing.
It is a good thing.
But you just need to see it a little more consistently throughout the rest of the game.
I mean, think about this. Yeah, that would be nice. They did look good, scripted again. They come out, move the football. Nice move by Theo Johnson, obviously. Good find there by Dart and Theo working the sideline, getting in, a little juice in the building. And then, you know, the 45,000 49er fans eventually said, oh, okay, now we have the lead and now we'll take it over like we intended to when we first walked into MetLife today. And it's sad. You know, I mean, the crazy thing is, and God, it's like the emotion where we were, even though the standings weren't wildly different, but think about where we were 2 weeks ago, taking calls on the possibilities of what the Giants could become.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so fun, and like, people think we enjoy sorting through this slop. We can't stand it. It's boring. It's repetitive.
I mean, they beat the Chargers, they beat the Eagles, and they should have beaten the Broncos, who continue to prove that they are one of the best teams in the NFL week in, week out.
Yep, like, that wasn't manufactured energy and respect. That was earned respect here. But just like that, it's all gone. I mean, just like a tidal wave, a tsunami of negativity is back. And I don't know how you stabilize it outside of winning some games that I just don't see them doing anytime soon, because this defense is not going to get better. Like, you know, you can coach around certain things. Like, I guess if your secondary's pretty weak, you can blitz more, have the quarterback get rid of the ball quicker, blah, blah, blah. You know, your offensive line's not that good. Quick 2-3-step drops, get the ball out, protect your quarterback, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if you can't stop the run, when everybody in the stadium knows what they're lining up to do, you know, it's man on man, it's will versus will, it's fortitude on fortitude, not even scheme on scheme, because you know what I'm doing. And I know what you can't do, more specifically. And I'm going to run it down your throat. I just don't know how they win many games. So having said all that, we're back to a situation where the Giants are now back in the conversation with the Saints, with the Jets, and with the Tennessee Titans. That's where we're at.
Right.
Tankathon.
And they have the Giants of those teams you mentioned, who is it again? The Jets? No quarterback.
The Saints. No quarterback.
They just went to their rookie quarterback.
I know they did.
And the only win that the Saints have on the year is against the Giants.
That's true.
The Titans, they have their quarterback, but he's looked like a mess. Like Jackson Dart. Anybody else you threw in there?
I stopped short of going with the Dolphins, who have two wins, and the Cardinals, who have two, and who are playing tonight.
Yeah. So the Giants, the big difference that is from them and the Saints, the Jets, and the Titans is their rookie quarterback has been good.
Yes.
He's been good. And yet they still can't win football games.
Glimmer of hope. Would you like one? Amongst three hours of negativity for the most part?
Go ahead.
I got it going for you here. I think this is going to really matter. So you go to Tankathon, whatever website you look at, right? So right now, this is all based on strength of schedule and some other variables. But right now, the Saints would pick first. The Titans would pick second. The Jets 3, Miami 4, Giants 5. Now, because the Giants and the Browns 6, and even Vegas, but forget about them. I'm going to cut it off at the Browns because they also need a quarterback. The good thing here is that, all right, the Saints may stumble upon a quarterback. I doubt it. They're going to draft one. The Tennessee Titans can't because they just drafted one. The Jets will. The Dolphins, I would think, will as well. And the Giants won't, and the Browns will. So if the Giants lose the amount of games that I'm pretty sure that they're going to lose, they will be in a position where, hey, man, we got our quarterback. We don't know who our coach is going to be. We don't know who our GM is going to be. We don't know about some other things, but we got our guy under center, which means you want a quarterback, you come and trade with me, which means the Giants can hold not all teams, because I think the Saints will have fewer wins, et cetera, and maybe even the Jets, but they will be able to hold certain teams that are quarterback desperate hostage for a lot of draft picks, which could, if you actually hire the right GM and the right head coach, can kind of really accelerate things a little bit here.
Yeah, and you think
that's
about
down
it,
the road,
you think about it too with the Giants. Like, I'm thinking, well, why not just take the best player available, which they still could do, but they did that without Abdul Carter. I'm not knocking him.
No.
But where's the impact been on defense? They had a top pick in Kayvon Thibodeau. We went over this before. Or even offensively, they have the top receiver when Malik Nabers comes back. Like, what would be the Giants'
top? Don't forget about Evan Neal.
It's easy to forget about him.
We talk about Kayvon Thibodeau like he's a complete stiff, which he's not. I mean, Evan Neal was worse.
Yeah, and maybe that's where the Giants would go, pick the best lineman available. Anyway, we can't do the draft stuff when we're just... It's November 3rd, for goodness sake. Tony is calling from Bayonne, New Jersey. Well, baseball free agency soon, thankfully. Tony, what's up?
What's up, guys? Listen, what do you think about this? Mara and Tisch fire Shane in season, fire a shot across the bow of this team, give the fans a pound of flesh. This guy has been awful. He wouldn't give Barkley $12 million, but he gave it to Slayton, who dropped another touchdown pass. He drafted Thibodeau, who's been a bust, who wants to be a news anchor like Strahan. This guy doesn't even make tackles. There's no depth on this team. We got chickens without heads running around in the secondary. They're pulling people off the street. I mean, where are we going here?
Nowhere. You're going to go to a new regime, hopefully, to get things going. Think about what you just said, though, Tony. You know, and that would be, and we appreciate you being out of answers and being incredibly frustrated. Thanks for the call, man. I get it. So, and I guess I'll take you literal for the sake of the conversation, but when you called up and say, you know, fire Shane today, okay. I mean, what would that accomplish? I mean, there's still, I know you don't want to hear this right now, but there's still like transactional things that need to occur. Practice squad stuff and developmental stuff. And to fire the general manager today is not going to happen. That's not what you do to give your fans a pound of flesh. I do believe there's a time and a place. You got to throw your fan base a piece of meat, and that should be the DC. You start with that.
But
at the very least, you start there.
If you're going to clean house, and I understand what you're saying, but if you're going to clean house and they've made their definitive decision, and my fear is that they have not made their definitive decision with both guys, because that's what it should be. If you made that decision, why not just get it over with and move on already? Like,
because it could get worse. Look at the Jets last year. Yeah. Remember that? It got worse for the Jets last year.
But there's 8 weeks to go. Like,
that's a lot of football. That's a lot of practices. That's a lot of time in the building, man. That's not 8 days. That's every day. That's 2 months of, here's the key card. Let me into the facility. Let's go watch film. Let's hit the practice field.
If you fire Shane and Dable and let Kafka take over as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Get him some experience. Not that you care about that, but like I don't think that there's going to be a ridiculous drop-off offensively. And if you're worried about what Jackson Dart and Dable need to do together, then that's a whole different conversation. Like,
which I'd, I'm not. Which I'm not.
So then I'd rather just expedite the process. And I'm not saying that I need to see. I don't need the pound of flesh. I know that it's over. I don't care. Like, they're not going to do me any favors by firing these. I know the fans want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see them eventually, whenever that may be, move on. I'm just saying that what's the upside to keeping these guys if you know that they're not going to be here beyond the season?
Yeah, I mean, they're tangibly, not a ton, to be very honest with you. I think the upside could be, now we're not in the building, if the building is still fairly healthy, and maybe this is something that Tiki can talk about coming up next. He obviously, you know, is there and whatever. I mean, we're not there. So if the building's still fairly healthy and they're still somewhat connected, that's reason why you wouldn't fire them. Because listen, now I was on board. I'm like, get rid of Saleh, and then they did it. And I'm like, oof, it's worse.
But they were still trying to save the season.
No, I know. It wasn't exactly apples to apples fair, but it could always get worse. And there's still too many young impressionable people. And I'm talking about players in the building where if it becomes like a lawless environment and there's just no order, it could be even more damaging than just losing with Dable and Shane still here. So that's why I would not do it here. And I wouldn't do it today. And I'm really not into the pound of flesh either. There have been times where I have been. Mm. I don't think this is one of them. Maybe I'm just less spiteful as I've gotten older, but I don't think that really solves anything now. But the defensive coordinator should not be allowed in the building. Now, that's easy to say. That's not a pound of flesh. That's just getting rid of somebody who's horrendous at his job.
As we start to spin things forward here on the BT and Sal show, some free agency news that pertains to both the Mets and the Yankees. We'll get to that when we come back, have a little discussion, and then continue
fun
with the calls.
888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert.
Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Just give me a second because I want to scream just like Sal does right now, but I can't because I have no voice for my kids' games this weekend. Who's the best player on San Francisco?
C-Mac.
Okay. How does he walk into the end zone untouched?
Don't know.
On that touchdown?
I don't know. It's a great question.
The Giants didn't have anybody covering him. How do you not have somebody covering him multiple times? Multiple times.
Exactly.
They're talking about C-Mac running free. How do you not have him? You should have him doubled, let alone not covered.
Wait. And then when they almost killed Jackson Dart, Andrew Thomas, yes, he had a great season, but he quit on that play if you watch it. His guy came back around and blindsided Dart, and it's the coordinators.
Oh, that's a given.
The defensive coordinator, Bowen, is an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. You can get a peewee guy to run a better defensive scheme than this guy. He's awful.
BT and Sal on The Fan. That was a call today. I'm trying to read these. Pat Leonard here had a tweet a minute ago before I get into the baseball stuff before we say goodbye here. Pat Leonard, Daily News, covers the Giants. Brian Daboll, still the Giants head coach. Shane Bowen, still the Giants defensive coordinator and play caller. Daboll alluded to possible changes in the defensive scheme to address some of the issues, but said he doesn't think it would be anything major. Daboll pinned most of the problems on the collective group, said it's not just any one player. Pat asked him if that attitude actually addresses the real individual mistakes and issues that are happening, meaning, you know, Daboll saying it's a collective group, not any player. Daboll said those things get addressed. Now, the problem is, you know, Pat and Daboll could go back and forth, whatever it may be. Problem is the results continue to be the same. So I don't care how he's going about it, BT, or what he says or who he thinks to blame, meaning Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
If the results continue to be the same, then whatever he's doing or whatever he thinks clearly is just not working.
If they had better players, they would be better, even if they had deficient coaching, right? If they had really good coaching and subpar players, they would still be better than they are.
Right.
So right now they have subpar coaching and too many frontline players who are not playing up to their capabilities and too many guys who just aren't suited to start right. on a good NFL defense.
Right. They have poor coaching, bad players, poor results.
That's good at the track.
How? Yeah. Oh, wow. It's shocking. Like, wow, how are they 2-7 in the third straight year? Here's how. They don't have good enough players or they don't have good enough coaching. That's it. End of story. Break down the film any which way you want. It all leads to the same road. None of it is nearly good enough. You can decide why that may be the case. It's not good enough. All of it. Make excuses left and right. It's the same damn crappy record three straight years. All right. So the baseball stuff that I teased before. Now, this is not a big deal because we all expected it to happen. But both Cody Bellinger and Edwin Diaz have opted out of their contracts.
Mm-hmm.
They will be free agents. Among others, Robert Suarez of the Padres also opted out.
Saw that.
He will be a free agent. So you got Suarez and Diaz atop the free agent, you know, closer market.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Yankees need to bring back Bellinger. Bottom line.
I agree.
Yeah, that's got to be a top priority.
Yeah, and I even said, you know, I don't want just Bellinger, and I know that they won't do this, but go out and have a talk with Kyle, like a real talk. Get Bellinger and Tucker. Again, this is probably fairy tale land. It's not going to happen. Bellinger is absolutely vital to what they do this offseason. Because if they don't bring back Bellinger, and I believe he loves it here, and I believe that they will absolutely get it done, but until it's done, you don't know. Also thought Soto was probably going to stay. But I think it's more clear Bellinger does love being a Yankee. But we'll see, whatever. I think that if they don't do that, now like, all right, well, now Grisham might be in play. Oh, we missed out on Bellinger. We got to save face. Let's overpay Grisham a little bit. Or let's invest maybe a little bit more hope than we're ready to do in some of the young kids like Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. You know, I just think if they can wrap up Bellinger 5 years, whatever it might be, 4+1, I think it really, it sets the rest of their offseason in motion because he could play first, he could play center, he could play left, and then they could really attack the market smartly.
Yeah, and if they are going to let him go, then the Mets should be pouncing all over him because they also need a center fielder. I'm in a weird, like, okay, logically and practically, I understand the argument of either the Mets, let's just say from their perspective, not pursuing Bellinger on top of the big contracts that they have already committed to position player-wise, knowing that you need pitchers. Also, I'm not of the belief that, like, I would not want to extend closers and give them big money.
Yeah.
But
I'm with you, kind of.
Okay, like, just in theory, I think it's a faulty practice.
Yeah.
And maybe the Mets escaped one here with Diaz, meaning he opts out now, okay, and they don't have to commit long term. However, if you don't bring him back, who the hell is closing games? And he also is proven, as inconsistent as his Mets career has been, after the initial disaster start, he's been one of the best closers in the game consistently. So I know he could drive you nuts, but there really aren't any better options. So even though my mind says it's not good business to commit long-term to closers, I don't see another avenue for them here if they want to be taken seriously this year.
There aren't any other better options now. I am of the mindset I would let him walk. I mean, if he really wants too much money.
Okay, but then what? To do with
Well, then I take that money and I get it at the front of my rotation, which to me is more important, and I could also, like, I think it's easier to find a closer at the deadline than it is
right.
a top
Agreed.
Line starter. You know what I mean? So, I'm looking
right.
at Skubal, I'm looking at Valdez, I'm looking at some other options here that whether it's trade, whether it's free agency. And again, I'm not trying to get rid of Diaz, but he is no longer paramount for me to their offseason plans because they've got too many holes at the front of the rotation.
AJ Minter also opted in, so he will be back. He's healthy. You know, I think you bring up a good point, and it also ties into the World Series, something we're watching. Like, the Dodgers went out and got Tanner Scott, and he was a no-show all year long, really. No-show, sure. And then in the postseason, like, they're going with their starters.
I know.
They're going with their surplus of starters, so I think you're probably right in that you can get through a regular season. Like, the Mets didn't lose this year because they didn't have a bullpen. They lost for a lot of other reasons. You can figure out a way to get through a regular season into the postseason with an average closer or a good closer, but not one that you have to commit $100 million to. And if you instead take that money and overload the rotation, well, then you could take from that surplus in the postseason and use it the way that the Dodgers use Glasnow or even Yamamoto. The guy starts one game, he's, you know, finishing the next.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, pick a starter, Sasaki, they move him to the pen. Like, Maybe that would be the better way to do it as opposed to investing big. I just don't fundamentally agree with investing big in a closer, but if you look around, you do need a closer, and there aren't any better options than Diaz.
I don't think so. There's not many now. But listen, the cynic would also say, well, hey, this is why you got Steve Cohen. These should be easy decisions.
Okay.
Retain him for whatever the market is going to dictate, and then go out and make a crazy trade for a Scooble or whatever you're going to do with Pete or a Bregman or a center field, or like do all that. Not see, it's almost like a conversation that should have occurred a couple of years ago. Like, okay, if we're trying to circumvent some penalties, some luxury tax stuff, and the high payroll, let Diaz walk. We'll figure that out midseason. But with Cohen, you shouldn't have to do that anymore. So just do it all.
But even now.
I mean, that's the strike to Cohen.
If you're okay, but
I wouldn't necessarily do it. I would probably let Diaz go myself.
But you could also say the strength to Cohen. Well, then just bring Diaz back, bring Pete back, go get Scooble. Like
that. Well, that's kind of what I'm saying. But that doesn't seem to be a big part of a believable part of the equation.
I don't think it's not doable. Is it smart business?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay, so then if you're Steve Cohen and you're trying to build a winning team, I'm not talking about smart business. Like financially for him to pocket. I'm talking about smart business in building a team to have sustained success. Is that the best way to do it? Just throwing, okay, well, let's bring Diaz back regardless of the market.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring Pete back regardless of the market. You're on top of Nimmo and Lindor and Soto. Like,
no.
At some point, you've got to say that, hey, this isn't really working spending all this money. And if I am going to spend this money, do it in guys that are really, really worth it, like the $300+ million on Yamamoto that we begged them to do, and they tried, but he just didn't want the Yankees or Mets money. He went to the Dodgers. I'd rather invest big in bigger, better players than just say, well, Pete's pretty good and it's been a good man. Mm-hmm. Diaz, one of the best closers. You know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly what you mean. I think it's a that's a strategy. It's a financial thing, not trying to say pennies necessarily, but I also think it's they just need new blood. I think that's what it comes down to,
that's
man.
That's another part of it as well.
To me, that is almost the part of it. They needed an injection of some different players in a bad way.
I just want to let you guys know that we have a guy named Dove over here who you try to get him to comment on many things in life, and he is very, like, he gives the hand signals, right, even though we're on radio.
Wants no part of it, yeah.
I never heard him disagree more in my entire life when Sal said, the bullpen wasn't the reason why the Mets didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, you think that was the primary reason the Mets didn't make the playoffs?
They got one high-end reliever at the trade deadline. Cost them 5 games. They lost the pennant by 1 game. Ooh. Yes, I think that was a reason.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Dove's coming.
Totally disagree. I'm not saying saying the bullpen was great. I'm just saying that it's not the reason.
It's kind of hard when you're losing 7-2 before you go to the bullpen. No, the bullpen was a problem. Starting pitching was worse.
Yeah, the bullpen was in the game in the third inning. So if you want to say by that account, then yeah. I mean, there really wasn't a starter, so really you're right, Dove, that the Mets didn't have starters, so the whole thing was a bullpen. So in that aspect, I get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.